We are joined this morning for Weekend Outdoors by Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great up here. You having a beautiful morning down your way?
Oh, outstanding, yes. Did you get some rain?
You know, I don't think we did up in Hovland, but it looks like maybe a little bit around other parts of the county.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got a pretty good shower last night.
Good.
It kept building all day, and then finally at dusk, we did get a pretty good shower. We got about a half inch of rain. When you add that to the earlier rains earlier this month, including the real soaker we had on the night of the 1st and 2nd, we had a 3 3/4 at on that storm alone.
Wow.
And then add that all up with the rest of them, and we already have 5 inches of rain here for the month of August.
That's a lot. How does
The Duluth Weather Service records, you know, statistics, and they have about 4.1 is about normal for August. Well, they have already about 4.1, and they have a little bit less than we have, but nevertheless, it's been very wet so far, which I think is just terrific. I just love it. We've got all of our ponds and swamps and lake water is all up, and it's all looking good, and they've the wildlife, the roadside plants and such are just flourishing, and the mushrooms are. This is their time. They're starting to put out tremendous numbers of mushrooms, so it's just a beautiful, awful beautiful time. The night of full moon. Did you get a chance to see the full moon at all?
You know, I saw it between the clouds.
Yeah, there wasn't too much to see last night, but the night before the clouds moved in, it was there, and it was quite
yes.
spectacular. It's interesting that the full moon this year coincides with one of the best meteor showers of the year, the Perseid meteor shower, so we're not able to see much of a meteor shower. But I always like the full moon of August. You know, it's a good one to get out and just take a look at what's going on. You can do some walking almost anywhere and get plenty of light in doing so. We are also getting shorter days. We're down to less than 14 and a half hours of daylight now, and it rapidly shrinks during the month of August. And as a result, we start to see some migration. It's interesting, the migrants, the early migrants, are things like shorebirds, which show up along the lakes. And many of those are pretty much past us already. They migrate very early. And then there are swallows that migrate very early. But the migration that I like to see right now are the warbler waves. Warbler waves are when the warblers, that many of which breed amongst us, the families are out now and feeding as a unit. Well, as they circulate around the trees, feeding on insects and caterpillars and so forth, they will meet with other members of other families of other species. And pretty soon the groups get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they kind of associate together. And because of the way they move through the trees, we constantly refer to them as warbler waves. They are often associated with chickadees. And the way I find that warbler waves this time of year is by hearing the chickadees. If I hear the chickadees moving in the trees, that usually means there's warblers with them. And so going out and taking a look, and yes, they are out there. 3 days ago, I had the first warbler wave of the season in the backyard. Six species of warbler in one flock is always a good sighting. These six were all ones that that breed here. Now, the northern ones haven't started to move in yet, but I expect soon they will. The warbler waves continue way in through September, so we have plenty of time to look for that. And then this is, may seem a little bit early, but probably within the next 10 days, Hawk Ridge will begin the count at Hawk Ridge already, you know, the hawks migrating across. Meanwhile, there is a late nester, and that is the goldfinches. Goldfinches don't nest until late in the season. The reason for that is they use thistle down for their nest. Thistle down is the seeds from thistle, and thistle had a purple flower in July, which has now reached maturity and has these seeds, and it's pretty easy to be driving around roads almost anywhere now and see this fluffy material along the roadsides. Well, that's what the goldfinches use for their nest, so they have to wait until later in the season before they nest. So while other birds are getting ready for migration, and most all of them have stopped singing, the goldfinch is still nesting. We still do have what I call a persistent trio. Every morning I hear the red-eyed vireo, the wood peewee, and the indigo bunting is still singing. but the rest of them have pretty much all done their singing. This is also the breeding time for bats. We don't usually know it, but this is the time when they congregate, and they will breed at this point, but they don't have their babies until next spring. And so the bats are doing more than just feeding at dusk right now. Frogs have long since grown up, but now we're seeing the babies. They're leaving the ponds. The interesting thing about the ponds in most years are pretty well dried up by the time we get to August, but I was checking some this week, and all of them are still full of water thanks to our wet summer. But anyway, they're out, and they're moving about. Two of them of note, the spring peeper and the gray tree frogs, I have been seeing in particular because I'm an avid berry picker, and both of the two will climb up on raspberry and blackberry plants, and it's not unusual to be in the midst of picking and seeing the spring peepers and the gray tree frogs there. Also, plenty of wood frogs. It's just amazing. I can't take a walk without seeing lots of wood frogs in the woods. Dragonflies, butterflies still continue in good numbers. This past week, I was noticing just a plethora of white butterflies. That's the cabbage butterfly. They're called cabbage because the larva feeds on the members of the cabbage family. Now, cabbage family is a lot of plants besides the actual garden cabbage. And so they're quite common right now. As a matter of fact, I was driving by one field, and I saw them literally in the hundreds. Bumblebees, we got a great number of goldenrods out right now, and bumblebees just congregate around those, as well as many of the other late summer flowers. So lots of numbers of bumblebees, crickets, katydids are calling, cicadas are calling. I always tell people when the birds get quiet and don't sing as much, well, then the insects pick up in the silence, and they start making their sounds. So there's plenty of that going on. Spiders have just been terrific. The orb webs, our big orb is circular webs. What they do is they grow during the season, and they reach a large size in late summer, and of course the webs keep getting bigger. And with a hot July like we had this year, there's plenty of insects, plenty of food, and so the spider webs are in abundance right now, and I expect that's going to continue to get even better. And then besides that, I mentioned the wildflowers, but I didn't say too much about the different kinds of them. As we get to late summer, there are three varieties that really stand out. Those are the sunflowers, the goldenrods, and asters. And so far, I have seen seven kinds of sunflowers, seven kinds of asters, and 10 kinds of goldenrods in bloom, and none of them are finished. There will probably even be a few more. Fireweed is always interesting as we get to late summer. Fireweed blooms mostly in July. The way it does its blooming is purple flower. It starts at the bottom of this spike, and then it kind of works its way up to the top. Well, right now, a lot of the fireweed blossoms are way on the tip top. Meanwhile, down on the lower parts, the pods are starting to open to make their fluffy seeds. And, of course, I can't leave without saying something about the tremendous berry picking that's out there right now. In the last few days, I saw ripe berries from raspberries, gooseberry, blueberry, juneberry, thimbleberry, pincherry, chokecherry, and blackberry. Now, those are only the edible ones. There's a long, long list of those that are not edible. So it's a terrific time to get out. So I highly recommend getting out and taking a look right now.
Well, I'll agree with you on the berries. We've got just a bumper crop of raspberries along our driveway now.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get out and pick them. So.
Yes. Well, don't tell too many people where that driveway is.
We won't. Well, Larry, I learn something every week from you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay. Well, take care and have a great weekend, and thank you for calling.
You as well, sir.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Larry Weber with our weekly Weekend Outdoors Report.